The coronavirus is affecting everyone's life across the globe.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
The coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Coronavirus.
Let's see it. I'm Steven Spears, and this is...
The Future.
The Future. The Future of Customer Engagement.
And Experience.
Podcast.
Thanks for joining me this episode. It's no secret that right now, times are uncertain. Coronavirus, or COVID-19, has affected people's lives all over the globe. Not only physically in health and their day-to-day lives, but also emotionally and financially. Businesses, large and small, have also been impacted by coronavirus. What we'll focus on today is one of the most impacted areas of business, the supply chain. Now, at a high level, a supply chain is a network between a company and its suppliers to produce and distribute a specific product to the final buyer. That, however, has been majorly disrupted and become a real challenge. To help me better understand what has happened with supply chain and what are the best ways to move forward in the current climate is David Vallejo.
I'm part of SAP Solution Management, covering digital supply chain, specifically digital business planning.
When it comes to supply chain planning, it's really a balancing act.
You're balancing essentially consumer demand with supply that you need from a potentially complex supply network and need to make sure that you have the resources aligned. And the current situation obviously provides companies with a lot of issues on multiple fronts.
The disruption begins back in January when the first reports of the virus began in China, which forced companies to begin thinking about how they'd be affected by suppliers and operations that are in China.
Consumer companies, high-tech companies have upstream suppliers and manufacturing operations owned by themselves or owned by suppliers in China. So the supply disruption was kind of the immediate challenge to figure out, you know, am I affected? How much am I affected?
As the virus spread and began impacting the entire globe, the other side of the supply chain discussion became an issue.
It also became an issue on the demand side. So when you think about supply chain balancing demand with supply, we're kind of fighting this issue now on two different fronts. So you have now certain industries grappling with, you know, slowed down consumer demands. Think about luxury items, or people don't want to redo their roof right now, right? In the current situation, everybody's focused on the real necessary stuff. So there's a slowdown of demand, while at the same time, I have a supply disruption.
For other industries, the demand is increasing.
Healthcare is a good example. Everybody's seen the pictures of, you know, empty shelves in the supermarket for that started with like hand sanitizer, and all of a sudden people are starting to hoard necessities like paper towels and water bottles.
Mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Walmart.
So you have a rising demand of certain commodities all of a sudden that go on heavy allocation, and others you have a slowdown in demand. In supply chain, we call this the bullwhip effect. If you have an effect of demand spikes or demand downturns, that is typically then being amplified, right? So empty shelves are surfacing on the supermarket side, then the retailers start ordering more and more. If you have things that are not being bought, then all of a sudden, you know, wholesalers are starting to cut orders even more. And upstream in the supply chain, that creates kind of a ripple effect.
Those effects aren't immediately seen either.
For example, oftentimes, especially when goods are coming from China and material is coming from China, they're typically on a boat. So a lot of things that have already left China, there is still flush, you know, inventory in the supply chain. Starting in April, May, certain commodities that are right now not a problem will all of a sudden become a problem. Apple, for example, announced that they have started to see some shortages on iPhones. They've cut down on iPhone replacement program and say, look, we at the moment, we don't have enough iPhones to give out to the consumer.
Where do companies focus their energy to be more prepared going forward? According to David, there's three focus areas.
For one, having really that visibility in my supply chain. When the issue started kind of as a small issue, companies already started to analyze what does that mean. So I need that visibility. How much inventories do I still have? Where are my manufacturing facilities? Who are my suppliers? And if you're a globally acting company, it's not always the immediate suppliers that I'm doing business with, but potentially the supplier of my supplier.
The second area is something we all wish for more of, agility.
To be very agile and do kind of what-if scenarios. As we all live through this every day, we wake up in the morning, we get new news. Some manufacturing sites, some countries impose certain restrictions, so I have to react on that. So doing that very quick analysis, I cannot wait anymore for a couple of weeks and months to do that analysis. I do have to do this in the here and the now.
The final area is building resiliency.
There are a lot of industries that have to be very conscious about this, because this will not be the last crisis that we're going through. So they've built a whole risk mitigation and resiliency strategy, for example, to have certain very critical elements and raw materials in their supply chain from so-called multi-sourced supplier. So resiliency really means being more immune, right? To use the example of a disease, being more immune to things that happen in my supply chain.
To read David's full article on this subject, which I would highly recommend, head to thefutureofcommerce.com. While there, follow the banner on the right side of the page. It says coronavirus and business. And while you're there, you can also stay up to date on COVID-19 news, data, and best practices, all there at thefutureofcommerce.com. Also stay tuned for an upcoming series we'll be releasing on leadership in times of uncertainty. It's coming up soon. I'm Stephen Spears. Thanks for joining.